This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Connor back toward the line. Pionk. Pionk walks the line. Wristed through traffic. He scores! Deflected in front by the captain, Adam Lowry. Jets win! Jets win! Jets win! In double overtime tonight! And they'll move along in the series and win it 4-3. Bring on the Dallas Stars!
Jets radio with the call. No offense, but hopefully a call we don't hear too often. Oh. Moving forward here, starting with game one of the Western Conference second round. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now is the voice of the Jets, Paul Edmonds, here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us on the fan cam as well. How are you?
Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be on with you guys. Should be a really good series.
Where's that call fall in the Paul Edmonds power rankings throughout the career?
It would be probably top five. I was part of a minor league baseball championship. So that's, always a highlight. And then there was a triple overtime game when there was no fans in the stands a few years ago that the Jets won that would be up there as well. It would be top three to top five for sure. And you're hoping that maybe as you move along in your career and the team that you cover moves along in their series and playoff pursuit for a Stanley Cup, maybe you'll get an opportunity to top all of it with calling a Stanley Cup championship. But it was a great moment, an epic moment in the history and the annals of sports here, at least with hockey. But I think the fans have a thirst for more for sure.
So in peeking ahead, how are you looking at us versus Colorado and what would be better for the Jets?
I don't know that you want to pick your poison on that one, because the Dallas Stars, it's a great building. It's a big building. It's a hard building to play in. The Jets matched up very well against the Stars. They've had some great battles over the 11 years that I've called games for the Winnipeg Jets. And yet you didn't really want Colorado either, because last year you got beat in five games by the Colorado Avalanche in the first round. After winning the first game, you dumped four in a row. So you looked at that series and said, well, if this one against St. Louis is going to go seven, we're really glad that the Dallas-Colorado series is going to go seven as well. But look, I like the matchup here, and I don't think that anybody should be prepared for anything that's going to be a short series. This will be a long one. The time change doesn't have a factor here. It's only 2 hours and 40 minutes in the air between the two cities, as much as, there's a big latitude swing between the two cities as well. It's fairly easy travel. So the back and forth, it's also going to be an interesting series because the Jets didn't have this with St. Louis. There was, at the start of the series for Winnipeg, they were the first ones to start and the last ones to end. There was multiple days off in between some of the games, and then it accelerated as it went along and you played every second day. This series will start and it will go every second day until its conclusion. So this is going to be a different challenge, at least for the Jets, because it was physical against St. Louis, no doubt. And I know this is a long answer, but there was time to to have a little bit more rest in between some of those games. You're not going to get that here. And I don't see Dallas moving off of what St. Louis did to push Winnipeg to seven games. I think Dallas will be just as physical. They are star-laden as well. And the interesting part is both these two teams have two stars, one in the forward core, one on the back end, that are questionable for at least game one tomorrow night.
Paul Edmonds, voice of the Winnipeg Jets, joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Do you believe in curses, and is there a President's Cup curse?
Well, there certainly is stigma about it. I mean, it started in the mid-80s, and there's only been eight teams, correct me if I'm wrong, that have gone on to win the Stanley Cup after fetching the President's Trophy, and no Canadian team has done it. Certainly, I think when you look at the last Canadian team to win the President's Trophy was Vancouver 2 years in a row, and they're still waiting for their first Stanley Cup banner. I would have believed in it more had the Jets lost in the first round to St. Louis, but now we'll just wait and see what happens here. I think that there's a reason why you can finish first. You've certainly had things go your way. You haven't run into major injuries. You're a deep club. You've had good goaltending. So we'll see what happens. But for right now, I'm not a big believer in it. But only a couple days ago, I might have been.
What do you make of the Connor Hellebuyck playoff narrative that he doesn't perform in the postseason? I suppose nobody performs in the postseason the way they do in the regular season. But what do you make of the narrative that he is a regular season goalie?
You know, I think when you look at the numbers, you have to say that that accusation is fair. I mean, until he's proved himself beyond what he's done in the postseason, there are going to be people that critique it strongly and harshly. You know, he won some series back against Minnesota in 17 and 18, and he was better than Pekka Rinne in 17, 18 against Nashville, but he wasn't as good and quite up to snuff against Marc-Andre Fleury and Vegas in the Western Conference Final. And since then, as I've talked about, there's been first-round exodus from the Jets when it came to outside of, with nobody in the building, to St. Louis and Vegas and Colorado. But I will say this, the numbers did not flatter him going into game number seven. There was a huge focal point on him, and he was definitely under the microscope. I know he was feeling the pressure. He did bounce back quite nicely in game number five. Game six, I mean, you could be critical of a goal here or there, and there was a goal here and there in each game in the series that some would say he should have had back. But I will say this more succinctly. When the time was nigh for him to buckle down and help the Winnipeg Jets in game seven, after he got to 3-1 and the Radetfaxa goal, Connor Hellebuyck was Connor Hellebuyck that has won two Vezinas already and is likely going to win his third when they make the announcements formally after the season is done, and maybe a Hart Trophy as well. He was impervious down the stretch. He made big-time saves with Colt Parayko coming right down Broadway. There was another one of Nathan Walker on a giveaway at the side of the net. He was to the front of the net. He looked very bold and big and confident at the base of the crease. He was just excellent when they needed him. And he was part of the reason why the Jets were able to have that comeback against St. Louis a couple of nights ago and ultimately win it in double overtime, because that's the Connor Hellebuyck that Winnipeg needed to have at that time. So if you can make the timely save and you can play to the level of the game is dictating, I think you'll be okay. But you're absolutely right. You really can't compare postseason numbers to playoff numbers, because it is an apple and an orange.
In the spirit of that, Paul Edmonds, voice of the Jets, if you're drafting three players in this series today, what's your 1-2-3 on both sides?
Okay, well, I mean, again, if everything is relative and you're thinking about the guys that are maybe on the shelf that will play, so we'll just presume that they...
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Play. I mean, Robertson has to be one of the guys for sure for me. I think if you got Miro Haskinen, if you got him back on the back end for Dallas, I mean, that would just be so much advantageous in terms of a couple of areas, defending, moving the puck, and then the offensive side. And then Roope Hintz, I thought, has really been able to move and guide that top line in a lot of respects. Although, 3B might be Wyatt Johnston. I've always loved that kid and the way he plays, and he's going to be a star down in Texas for a long time. So those would be my three to four guys for the Dallas Stars. For the Jets, Mark Scheifele, Kyle Connor, and then Connor Hellebuck. Josh Morrissey would be in there as a 3B as well. But I think that when you're looking at what the Jets have had as their foundation for the last many years, Mark Scheifele, Kyle Connor, top line, tough to stop, two top scorers on the team, and then your goaltender who, despite some deficiencies at times defensively for Winnipeg, and historically they've had some of those, even under different coaching staffs, Connor Hellebuck has always been the guy that's been the cure-all for them, the panacea. You can rely on him to make those saves. So he would be one of my top three guys to pick in the series that could be a difference maker for sure.
Paul, you've mentioned our injury concerns a couple of times, but what about you all's injury concerns with two big question marks?
Well, Mark Scheifele did skate on Saturday in a tracksuit, did not play in game number 7. He also didn't play in game number 6. He didn't travel to St. Louis. He was knocked out of the game after the first period in game 5. We'll see today. They had yesterday off, so there was no availability for the team. Today they will have an optional practice at noon Central. I do believe that most of the team will skate because of the day off yesterday. So we'll get to see if Mark Scheifele is back on the ice. The concern for me was that if he was ready to give himself a real good tug on the ice to see if he could go, he would be in full uniform, not in a tracksuit, just to saunter around and sashay around the ice to see if he could get his heart rate up and how things are going. The other part of that is I don't know about Josh Morrissey. Knocked out after playing just 4 minutes in game number 7. Don't know the extent of that injury either, but that's a huge blow on the back end for the Jets. The puck mover, top scoring defenseman, a guy that eats a lot of minutes. I mean, the Miro Haskinen, frankly, of the Winnipeg Jets. So those are the two question marks. I'm sure everybody else has a bump and a bruise here and there, but guys at this time of year will find a way to play through that. But the biggest concern are Scheifele and Morrissey for the Jets going into practice today.
Paul, Dallas struggled with Winnipeg this year. If this gets to the end of the series and Dallas is able to pull this out and kind of reverse their fortune a little bit, what do you think is going to be the narrative or the reason looking back? Is it just going to come down to Hellebuck continues to struggle, or is there going to be something else we're looking at?
Yeah, I would say more simply that Jake Oettinger outplayed Connor Hellebuck. That would be probably the narrative that you'd want to spin, because it will come down to the two goaltenders. It will come down to two really good goaltenders, and Jake is no slouch at all. We watched him for the last number of years. I think it will be the ability, certainly, of Dallas to get on the Winnipeg Jets and do exactly what St. Louis did. I mean, why would you deviate from that plan? St. Louis was 1.6 seconds away from going on and playing the Dallas Stars, right? So if you're the coaching staff and Pete DeBoer, you're looking at a lot of elements. I mean, you don't want to get out of your own structure and playing your own game. But if you're strategizing a game plan, I'm plucking, plagiarizing, stealing, whatever you want to call it, some of the elements out of that game plan that the St. Louis Blues had and trying to make an application to the Winnipeg Jets. The other thing that I think will be important in this game, guys, is going to be home ice advantage. The Jets used it with aplomb. They were 0-3 in St. Louis. They were 4-0 at home. They'll have home ice advantage here as well. We'll see what happens when it comes to a team maybe losing at home. But I like Winnipeg's chances if they can hold serve here and home and have home ice advantage and hold that through the series.
And look, your dog is already starting the home ice advantage. Yeah, and we don't like that.
Somebody's at the door.
Paul Edmonds, Winnipeg play-by-play, join us here 105 through the Fan. Each team has to exploit which matchup in order to win?
Well, I think that what you want to do is you have to shut down each team's top line. And then you're going to force the more of the meat and potatoes guys, certainly to score and be a hero here. Now, in saying that, easier said than done, because you're going to say, well, exactly who's the top line and can't this line score? If, you know, if the Johnson line is going and the Duchesne line isn't, then, you know, is that okay though? And if the Scheifele line isn't going, if he plays, is the Nemestikov line okay? You know, I mean, there's going to be, I think, an opportunity for some heroes that don't normally find the score sheet to be able to be prevalent in this series. So you have to take away, I think, the top scorers for sure. If you can neutralize, if one team can neutralize the other top scorers on that one team, then they'll be better off. Specialty teams are going to be huge in this as well. And Winnipeg's power play got rolling along in the series late against St. Louis. Their penalty kill got better as the series went along as well. I believe St. Louis was 0 for their last 9 on the power play, so the Jets' penalty kill was excellent down the stretch. So neutralizing top scorers, defending, and then just making sure that if you have one of the specialty teams that's better than the other, that being the other team, I think you're going to find your way in a path to victory in this series.
Paul, you're the man. Thank you so much for the extra effort on camera, but don't get too excited over the next 2 weeks like you did the other night. Have a great call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
The voice of the Winnipeg Jets, Paul Edmonds. Nice get, Pepe, on 105 through the Fan. And we have another get.
Oh, boy.
This is why you Tolo. If you talk into the mic, sometimes you got to face the feedback and fire. The agent for Quinn Ewers was listening in Below the Belt, and he wants to join the program next on Sean and RJ.